Hello, I'm Dora Martin from London, UK, and I'm going to share with you another story, and this is called Laughter, the Best Medicine. This again is a true story, and it shows that laughter is a really good thing, and it does a lot to enhance the well-being and the well-being of one's spirit. A while ago, I bumped into an acquaintance I had not seen for some time. She mentioned that she was going through a grievance in her family. For her own personal reasons, she could not bring herself to mention it to her colleagues at work, although she suspected that they were secretly discussing her, and it seemed that no one was talking to her or they kept their distance. She did say that she had been in a sad and depressive state for a long time. I mentioned that maybe those around her had now become too embarrassed to say anything to her. I told her that she was brave to go into work each day and say nothing to say and say and not say anything to anyone. She said she simply could not discuss it, and she continued talking. As she continues talking, I instinctively broke the conversation and said, "Do you remember the story about Alex who resigned from his job and he collected a tidy sum from his colleagues in the form of gifts and money? But unknown to everyone, he had changed his mind and decided to stay. He boldly came back into work on the Monday morning, sat at his desk and carried on as if nothing had happened. Everyone was talking about him, and equally, they were all too embarrassed to ask him what he was doing back at work. He continued coming in day after day, and in the end, everyone just forgot about it." She thought about the incident for a while, and then just like that, she burst out laughing. "Oh yes," she said, "that was so funny." While she continued laughing, I said, "All you have to do is the same. And after a while, people will get on with their jobs. And just like Alex, nothing will happen. So just continue coming in to work and people will forget that you're sad and they'll just come start talking to you like normal." And she laughed again. We talked about how bold Alex was, and each time I mentioned his name, she burst out laughing. She laughed until she was crying, and I laughed until I cried too. I kept mentioning his name, and each time we both laughed. Once I was sure that I had anchored in her positive frame of mind, energy of laughing, I said, "Well, on that note, I shall leave you." As I walked off, I quickly turned around and said, "Don't forget, just like Alex." She spontaneously fell into a fit of laughter, having heard his name again, and I could hear her still laughing as I continued walking away. A few days later, I saw her again. She came up to me and said, "You know, I feel much better now, Dora. I just think of Alex and I can't stop laughing." I said, "That's good." And I must say, she did indeed look much better, and she was more positive too. After that, everything became easy for her. It just goes to show that laughter is indeed the best medicine. I hope you enjoyed the story. Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or any similar stories, do feel free to drop me a line. Thanks again. Bye for now.